Today's episode, the Bodie and Benton Railroad. By 1879, the gold mining camp of Bodie had soared to a population of almost 7,000 people with around 2,000 buildings. Miles of mine tunnels extended underground and steam provided power for the great stamp mills. The town had a voracious appetite for wood. Though rich in ore, the Bodie area was short of trees. Wood to construct the booming town had to be brought in from miles away. In 1880, a lumber mill was constructed on the edge of the vast Jeffrey Pine Forest to the south of Mono Lake and was given the name Mono Mills. The mill provided lumber for the mines and buildings as well as huge amounts of cordwood to create steam for the stamp mills. At first, the wood was hauled the 32 miles to Bodie by freight teams of mules and horses, but as the demand for wood increased, investors created the Bodie Railway and Lumber Company to efficiently haul the wood from the mill to the flourishing mining camp. The railroad was built in record time, hauling its first shipment to Bodie in 1881. Additional spurs were built into the huge Jeffrey Pine Forest to the south. Initial operations of the Bodie Railway proved so successful that plans were made to extend the rail line to the Carson and Colorado Railroad, then under construction at nearby Benton. Consequently, the company changed its name to Bodie and Benton Railway and Commercial Company to reflect its new direction. Construction on this extension was begun in 1882 and approximately 9 miles were graded before construction abruptly stopped. No additional work was ever completed on the Benton branch and no tracks were ever laid. The railroad's executives never gave an official explanation why the work was halted, but the general thought by those on the scene was that the owners of the lumber company were concerned the new rail line would cause competition with other lumber operations in the Lake Tahoe area, in which they held a financial stake. A steady decline in mining activity brought an end to the little railway in 1918, and in an ironic twist of fate, the rails were pulled up and, along with the equipment, taken over the state automobile highway to Benton and hauled away on the Carson and Colorado Railroad.